Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
I genuinely think one of the funniest sights in life is when you are in a shopping centre or even just a shop, and outside the door of said shop is a load of fellas sitting down on the phone, and you know for a fact what they're doing. They're waiting for herself who's inside having a browse. My boyfriend, he's not a sit outside of the shop kind of person, but he will instead saunter around just behind me on the phone so that he doesn't have to look up from the phone. He can scroll on TikTok, but know that I'm right there kind of guiding him the way through the shop. Listen, lads, I get that it's a painstaking thing walking around, and it's always the clothes shops as well, right? When you don't want to be there, you want to be watching the match or having a little aimless scroll on TikTok as well. I get it. I just love the fact that there's been a survey done on kind of the tolerance that men have when it comes to shopping. So they did a survey, 2,000 people, and found that the average man lasts just 26 minutes shopping with his partner before the boredom sets in. 8 in 10 find it dull, nearly half avoid it altogether, and 1 in 4 have ditched the trips early. See you later, I'll see you back at home. Now, I am the type of person, when I go into a clothes shop, I love to have a little browse, right? And I need to see every article of clothing inside there as well. Do you know what else I need to do though? Have a little feel of them too. Like I said, some men you'll see sitting outside the stores, you know. Others, I feel like there needs to be kind of like a group or something that is made for men in shopping centres. Like, do you know when you go to a shopping centre, right, and they have some form of childcare or some area, like a little playground where the kids go and they play and they occupy their time while the parents are off doing the bits, right? They need the equivalent for men. I'm saying it right here and now. I, though, you know what, right? We need to ask some of the men, right? We did decide to ask some of the 98FM crew about this, right? We're going to ask producer Cahill. We're going to ask producer Russell, who are obviously men, you know, what their kind of take is on shopping tolerance. How long can they wait? So here's producer Cahill, first of all.
So I'm the type of person that doesn't love shopping for myself. I can't bear it. I go in and if I see something I like, I grab it and I'm gone. Try it on as quick as I can, in and out. So when I go shopping with someone else, I am the foot tapper. I'm like, when is this going to end? Where can I sit down? Is there any food going? And like, I'm the worst at helping as well, because I just am like, everything looks nice. Yeah, great, pick it. Yeah, buy it all. Brilliant. Thanks so much, lads. See you again. Sayonara.
Yeah, see, it's one thing when you're shopping for yourself, right? But if you have something you know you need to get, you're in and out, right? That's grand. But for a little browse, the patience does run thin. Here's producer Russell.
See, I get bored easier. I get very bored very quickly. If I'm not buying anything, I'm gone. I'm just like kind of looking, going, are we done? Are we going now? Are we ready to go? If I'm not invested in the whole process of shopping, whereas only yesterday I had a load of things to buy for my holiday and I dragged him to Dundrum. He bought nothing and I dropped a fortune. So, but he didn't get bored, I don't think. But maybe it's because I was just so amused by everything that I didn't notice the boredom.
I love it, Russell. The 26 minute thing is kind of surprising for me. For the men getting bored after 26 minutes, I think that that's a bit much. I would have said it was a lot less. We also asked our lovely Rebecca as well from 98FM's Big Breakfast her thoughts on this.
My husband gets bored very easily when I go shopping with him. He's all about it if he's looking for his own clothes. But if it's me looking around the shops getting me a few bits, the man can't cope. So he sits down somewhere and he goes on TikTok and scrolls for ages while I try on my bits and pieces. So he gets bored very, very easily when I go shopping with him.
Do you know what, Reb? That is a great point, because when it's the men doing the shopping for themselves, oh, you're in there for ages, and you will go to every single shop that they need to go to as well, with such patience and elegance. Why can we do this as women? If you want to get in touch about this, right, maybe it's you as a man. Tell me what your boredom limit is, your shopping tolerance. How many minutes until you gotta go? 087-798-9898. Or else, if it's the partner, right, himself, is he patient? Or is he gone home before the shopping's even finished?
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Leanne Hanafin with you this afternoon. Paul is off today, but I'm not alone anymore, because at this time, every Monday, producer Cahill likes to enter the chat and kind of explain something that is a bit viral, a bit online to our listeners.
Yes, that is kind of the crux of it.
That's what this is.
Community Highlight, I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on online. Something that maybe you're hearing, like you might overhear it on the Lewis, on Dublin Buzz, something like that. You might hear this sound. And I'm hearing this sound more and more. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they what a tune. Come for you?
What a tune.
Inner Circle. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm hearing that more and more because there is a trend happening on TikTok at the moment with this sound.
Right.
And people are using it. So first off, that is obviously Inner Circle's Bad Boys. And you might know Inner Circle from their other song, Sweat. Girl,
yes.
I wanna make what a tune.
Yeah, it's good.
So originally released in 1987 on the album One Way, Bad Boys saw kind of minimal success originally, mm-hmm. but also when they released Sweat, then it kind of got renewed success. And they re-released it in 1993 and it kind of got to number 7 in the charts. And over the years, it kind of did do very well and it became the theme song to Cops in the US.
Yes.
The only reference I have to Cops is from like Step Brothers. It's like, I know, Cops doesn't start till 4. So that's the only reference I have to Cops. But that was the theme song. And that's kind of where it gained renewed kind of fame and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And kind of inspired Bad Boys with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, like this whole kind of movie franchise that we see kind of still rolling around today.
Mm-hmm.
But how people are now using it online is, okay, so you obviously have a lovely boyfriend, Sean.
Yes.
And it's a girl and a boy, or a boy and a boy, whatever, are starting at the same point. And in the trend at the moment, what I'm seeing is the female takes off to sprint.
Right.
And the boyfriend or AL, like kind of friend, counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with his hand and then has to chase her, has to catch her like a police chase.
Okay.
So like Cops.
Yes.
So what people are seeing online, like as we used to see in Cops on the TV show, it was often like a foot chase, like in the US, like what the police would call like chase them on foot. And they're trying to like chase their girlfriend and catch each other.
Right.
So I think we need to try it.
Like right now?
No, not right
no,
now.
No, the actual trend, like to do the video?
We need to either get you and Paul to jump on it. But I think it's just so funny watching people. Do you know these trends of like, I've never seen my best friend run as fast as they can.
Okay.
They're so funny.
This is a great trend for exercising.
Absolutely promoting the exercise. But it's so funny watching the girl take off and then the boy looks at the camera 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and then sprints after her.
And are you counting to like the music?
Yeah, it's like,
let's play it again.
Bad boys, bad boys. She's gone.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, go.
Go. And oh my God, watching the guys chase after them and then like take them down like a policeman. It's so good. But it's just one of those things. I'm seeing so many like influencers and kind of social media people doing it at the moment. Or like their dad is chasing them. It's just so good.
See, that's it. You can actually get like anybody basically like, chasing each other.
No, it's just like people who have never seen each other run as fast as they can.
Do you know what? That's such a good point.
Yeah.
If you look around your workplace look around your house, your housemates, when have you ever seen them run?
Have you ever seen Sean run as fast as he can?
Yes, actually, I have. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Salou and we were like trying to get the last bus and it was driving past and I swear he took off like a greyhound. He was out of sight, like out of sight. In the end, we didn't get the bus, so it was totally pointless.
No. This is it. Someone said to me recently, I was like, the feeling you get after chasing after a bus is unmatched. And someone was like, never run after a bus or a man. There's always another one coming.
Yes.
Word of the week, Leanne. So our word of the week this week is cap/no cap.
Oh, I know what this means. Cap, it's messing.
Like, yeah, so cap is Gen Z slang for kind of means you're lying or false. Like kind of when someone is lying, they're capping. No cap is the opposite. So I definitely saw him do it. No cap. Like I'm not lying. I'm not messing.
I know that those words are used in an ironic sense online. If I ever heard someone using them in like the most real, honest meaning,
I'd be like,
who are you?
Who are you? Rolling the eyes. But yeah, Bad Boys and no cap.
We've learned a lot. We always do with you. Producer Carl,
thank you
so
very much.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.